Well, good morning. This is Johnny Kirshen with some wild and crazy stuff happening here. Welcome to the Retro Podcast. Yeah, that's right. It's Johnny. We got stuff going on here. I want to tell you a little bit about what happened yesterday. It was a crazy day in my life. I'm presently driving in my convertible Corvette. It's a white Corvette, and it looks beautiful. The one thing I hate about it as I'm driving to the NBC lot is that people can recognize me. So they look for this Corvette, kind of like Steve Jobs and his Mercedes. Just wild and crazy stuff here. Welcome to the FromNet Podcast. Yeah, I don't know. I'm recording directly into my Audio Boom app. What happens when you do that? Well, I have everything set up so when I upload an audio to Audio Boom, my Google Feed Burner RSS feed thingy, thank you for the acknowledging that I'm very technical. It notices that I have uploaded a podcast. It's always keeping an eye on that feed, and whenever it sees a podcast or a file uploaded to Audio Boom, it sends it, or it adds it to iTunes. So that's how people get notified of my podcast. It's really quite convenient. So I could record directly into the Audio Boom app, and after adding an image, a title, and hitting the publish button, I have a podcast all set up, ready to go to the world. The only downside is recording. The only downside to recording into the Audio Boom app, you can't really add any music on the fly. It's only picking up the iPhone microphone. You could upload a file to your Audio Boom account, so you could record something, edit it, add some cool tonage, make you sound really good by deleting all of your hesitations and your tics, your verbal tics. And then if you upload it, then it'll do the same. However, when I'm in the car and I want to do it really quick, one-stop shop, this is what you get. So I make up my own music like this. Let's do a transition sequence. Ba-da-bow! Yeah, that was lame. Oh, okay. The main reason of this episode is to tell you, to share with you, because I love to talk to you, what I did yesterday. There was something called an arcade auction yesterday. A couple weeks ago, I noticed it on my Facebook feed. And what is it? Well, I'm trying to think of a way to best explain this. There was a guy in town here. His name was Ron. He had an arcade business. And it was at one time my dad's competition, because my dad also had an arcade business. My dad sold that years before Ron did. Ron kept going. So Ron had machines all over the region. He had arcade machines, pool tables, jukeboxes. But he also had these ticket games. So, you know, you smack a mole type thing, throw basketballs, games of chance where people would get tickets, or kids mostly, and they get to redeem for some absolutely cheap, worthless prizes. But anyway, Ron passed away a few years ago. And I think his kids took some games, probably the best ones that were in good shape at the time. But the rest of them were handled by his estate. And there was a company that came in and they bought up the whole shebang. I think hundreds of games. And they literally had them in storage. And I think even at the time when Ron died, he had quite a few games in storage that weren't being used yet. So what they've done is this company has had a few auctions. This was the second auction. And I don't know if this was a completely different storage unit, but they brought these games out. There was over 100 of them. Most of the games were not working or had some problems. Some of the games had nothing in them, so they were just cabinets. But cabinets for old arcade games are worth money, because a lot of people, myself included, want to put these, they call them 60-in-1 games in there, which means you get 60 classic arcade titles that you could play on one machine. Of course, you play them one at a time. But you have the classic controls, because nothing beats the classic joystick and buttons to play games like Asteroids, Defender, Stargate, Burger Time, Pac-Man. I could go on and on and on. Of course, that was something I did quite a bit as a young fella, because I was in the business with my dad and helping out, and of course playing every opportunity that I could. So I went to this auction. Boy, this is so long-winded. I went to this auction. I really wasn't, I didn't know what to expect. It's the first time I've ever been, but I really almost didn't go. I said, it was 10 o'clock. The auction started at 1, and they had the preview at 10 o'clock. So 9:30 rolls around. I call my buddy, and I said, do you feel like going down? He said, sure, I'll be ready in 15 minutes. Oh, boy. We go down. We look around, and at first I say, oh, wow, these are pretty junky titles. Like, a lot of these have been in storage, I find out after, for a long time, not just a couple years. But then a friend of mine ends up coming, who I recently met through another friend, my other pinball friend. So this is the retro in me just coming out. And we met there, and he was giving me some very helpful tips on which cabinets are good and which ones aren't. And through his advice, I ended up purchasing 3 cabinets. Don't be worried for my financial security, because 2 of the cabinets were $10 each. So it's almost silly not to buy them, even for the monitors in them. Like, we're talking the old cathode ray tube monitors. These aren't LCDs. These are real, you know, you bang the screen and it makes a sound like you're hitting the glass. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then the final one I bought was a little bit more expensive. It was a Mortal Kombat 2 case, which had been converted to a game called Big Buck Hunter. But it wasn't working. So the game wasn't working, but the case, I always say case, it's a cabinet. The cabinet itself is valuable because the artwork, it looks just amazing. So I'll be able to sell that even if I'm not able to bring that into my basement. So huge and heavy. I really don't think it's going to go in my basement. So that's what ended up happening yesterday. And I spent the whole day there. We went at 10 o'clock, looked around for an hour, went for breakfast, then basically went and got some cash and then went back. And then it was really a fun experience. And then shipping these games. Oh, my friend, I helped, he bought one too, this guy that, through a friend of a friend, he ended up buying a sit-down racing machine because he already had 3 of them. So he's going to have 3 sit-down machines linked up that you could play. Wow, that's fun. But crazy. You have no idea how heavy these things are. We put it on his truck, went to his house, had to get these special things to slide it down, and then he brought his trailer back. He helped me bring my 3 games, which are now sitting in my mom's house. I have to decide which one I want to do. So thank you for listening to the From the Hip Podcast Audio Mo. I'm not even saying what day Audio Mo this is, because I'm doing a little consolidation here. I've missed so much. Missed a couple. So let's keep it together. Thanks again. It's Albert Athazi from the From the Hip Podcast. Let me take you out with a little bit of beatbox music.